Hey there, my name's Gary Sims and this is Gary Explains. Now, before the anticipated launch of the Galaxy Note 10, Samsung have released some details about its new processor, the Exynos 9825. So the question before us today is, what is the Exynos 9825 and will it be faster than the Snapdragon 855? Well, if you want to find out more, please let me explain. So basically, each year when Samsung launches its Note device, it generally uses the same processor that we found in the Galaxy S device that was released 6 months previously. But this year, things are slightly different. This year, we have the new Exynos 9825 processor. Now, the big difference about the 9825 and the 9820 that we found in the S10 is that the 9825 is built using a new fabrication process. So every processor, when it's built, has to go through a fabrication process where the circuitry is transferred onto the silicon, and that's done at the nanometer level. So that's really, really small. And the way they do that is using etching and by using light waves. And in this particular case, Samsung have developed a new process using extreme ultraviolet light. So the 9820 that we found in the S10 was built using an 8-nanometer process, and the 9825 is built using a 7-nanometer process, and not the same process. So a different process that was used for the 8-nanometer chip, the 9820, this is now using this new EUV process that Samsung have developed. And that's important for two reasons. The first reason is it does make this particular chip a little bit more efficient at 7 nanometers compared to the 9820 at 8 nanometers, and we'll talk more about that in a moment. But also it shows that Samsung's new process, this extreme ultraviolet light process, is ready for mass production, it's actually working, and it's kind of the gateway down to 5 nanometers and down to 3 nanometers. So that is the kind of the investment that Samsung have put into this for the next generation of chips in 2020, 2021. We're going to be using this extreme ultraviolet light process to make smaller and smaller processors. Now, when the Galaxy S10 was launched, some devices came with the Snapdragon 855, which is a 7-nanometer chip, and some came with the Exynos chip, which of course is an 8-nanometer chip. And at the time, lots of people were like, well, that 1-nanometer make a huge difference, the Snapdragon's better because of the 1-nanometer. And actually, it's going to be interesting now to see, when we have the 9825 on 7-nanometer, what the differences are in terms of performance and in terms of battery life. I don't think we're going to see such a huge difference. Now, we'll get to the performance differences between the 855 and the 9825 in just a moment, but let me tell you what Samsung have done with that extra capacity they've got because they've moved from 8 nanometers to 7 nanometers. First of all, what they've done is they've kept the same 2+2+4 setup. So that's two Mongoose cores designed by Samsung, two Cortex A75 cores designed by ARM, four Cortex A55 cores designed by ARM. And this time what they've done is they've increased the clock frequency of the Cortex A75 cores. So the Mongoose cores are staying at the same clock frequency, the Cortex A55 cores are staying at the same clock frequency, but the Cortex A75 cores have had a slight clock boost. Now, I'm guessing that's gonna be like 100 megahertz, 200 megahertz. I'm not expecting something greater than that. We'll find out in due course. So what that means is that they haven't upped the clock frequency of the Mongoose cores, because those Mongoose cores really are battery hogs. They do eat away at the battery. And so what they've chosen to do is to tweak those middle cores, the Cortex A75, with the hope that when you start to do tasks that need more than the Cortex A55, they migrate up onto the Cortex A75. Just that extra clock frequency will mean they'll be just a bit longer before you have to call in the cores, the Mongoose cores, and actually really start hammering that battery. And likewise, the 9825 has the same GPU as the 9820, that's the ARM Mali G76 MP12, but again, this time they've upped the clock frequency ever so slightly of the GPU core. No specifics yet available from Samsung, I'm guessing something in the range of 50 megahertz or something like that. So because of the clock speed increase of the Cortex A75 cores, and because of the clock increase on the GPU, the Exynos 9825 will be faster than the Exynos 9820. However, only by a few percentage points, 1%, 2%, or something like that. Interestingly, the currently leaked benchmarks that are out on the internet don't show that performance increase. So it will be interesting to see when we get the real devices in our hands. But I don't think the new 9825 processor will be faster than the Snapdragon 855, and certainly not faster than the Snapdragon 855 Plus. So it will be really interesting if I can get hold of a Note 10 with an Exynos processor and a Note 10 with a Snapdragon processor and run them through Speedtest G to see what the difference is between on these two devices. Now, one last thing worth mentioning, and that is the 9825 still has the same integrated 4G modem as the 9820. So when there are 5G versions of the Note 10, they will be using Samsung's Exynos external mode. And when I mean external, I don't mean external to the phone, I mean external to the SoC. So it'll be another chip on the motherboard that the CPU will talk to provide those 5G services. Okay, so there you have it. My name is Gary Sims. This is Gary Explains. I really hope you enjoyed this video. If you did, please do give it a thumbs up. Don't forget to subscribe. And well, I guess now we'll need to wait for the Note 10 to actually be launched and for us to get it in our hands. Until then, I'll see you in the next one.